Well, there's Bill, just the boy I'm looking for. Hello, Bill, come over here, I want to talk to you.
Look here, man, what do you want?
Hey, boy, are you working?
No, I ain't done a lick of work for the last 9 months.
Say, I can get you a good job out here in the country on the farm.
Is it easy work?
Why, yes, this is easy work.
Not hard to do?
No, not hard work.
What do I have to do?
Oh, all you gotta do is get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Go out the barn, clean out all the stalls, feed all the stock, then help repair some of the harness.
Then do I eat?
Why, no, it's too early for breakfast then.
Breakfast ain't ready then?
No, you get your milk pail and sit down, milk about 20 to 30 cows.
Oh, me, then I know that I eat breakfast.
Why, no, you drive your cows down to pasture.
Down to pasture?
Then you come on back to barn, put your milk in the wagon, hitch up a team of horses, and drive on down to the railroad station, deliver your milk into the city.
Say, look here, how far is the railroad station?
Oh, about 9 miles from the farm.
9 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Then do I eat?
Well, by that time, breakfast will be ready.
Oh, now I know I'm going to get some good breakfast. Look here, man, what am I going to get for breakfast?
Mush and milk.
Mush and milk after all of that work?
Mm-hmm.
So then I can go down under the trees, lay down and smoke a pipe and do that, can't I?
No, sir. Right after breakfast, you want to get right on your job.
On the job?
Yes, you hook up a pair of oxen, get over there in the fields, and you plow up about 18, 19, or 20 acres of land.
19 or 20 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then dinner's ready, ain't it?
Why, no. You come on back to the barn, let your oxen cool off.
Cool off, then I eat.
No, you take your buck saw and your axe, and you chop up about 5 or 6 cord of wood.
Then I knows I eat dinner, don't I?
Well, then you'll have a nice, good country dinner.
Oh, that's what I like. What am I going to get for dinner?
Fried mush.
Fried mush?
Mm-hmm.
My, I say, look here, I thought you told me this here was easy work.
Why, this is easy work?
Oh, yeah. Say, then I speck after dinner, I can go lay down under trees again, can't I?
No, sir. Right after dinner, you grab your grub hoe, get over there in the swamp, and you grab about 90 or, 100 stumps.
Grub up 100 stumps?
Mm-hmm.
Then I expect supper's ready, ain't it?
Why, no. You come on back to the barn to help us pitch up 8 or 10 ton of hay up in the loft.
Look at all that up in the loft. Then supper's ready, ain't it?
No. By that time, you go down to the pasture, drive your cows up the barn, so sit down and milk your cows.
Milk the cows?
Then take your milk down to the railroad station, deliver it again.
Deliver it again? Then I deliver myself into the table, then, don't I?
Well, yes, by that time, you'll have a good, wholesome supper.
Good, wholesome supper? Look at what am I trying to get for supper?
Mush and molasses.
Mush and molasses? Say, look here. Don't run down, I'll be full of mush. My Lord, then what I do after supper, go to bed?
Well, right after supper, you go out and do your chores.
Chores? I never heard of that. What's the chores?
Why, you go out the barn, make all the beds for the stock.
Then I go to bed.
No, you go up in the loft, pick down some hay, and fill up the manger.
Fill up the manger?
Then you take 2 water pails, go on down the river, and bring up some water and water the cows.
Look here, how many pails of water do them cows drink?
Oh, if they're thirsty, they might drink about 2 or 3 pails apiece.
Mm-hmm. Say, look here, don't you expect it'd be better for me to watch the river up yonder to the cows?
No, that's impossible.
Then do I go to bed after that?
No, you go out the corn crib and you husk about 90 or 100 bushel of corn.
100 bushel of corn?
Yeah.
Then I know that I can't stay up any longer. I must go to bed then.
No, we might send you over to the neighbors and let them use you for a couple hours.
Oh, the neighbors?
Yeah.
My. Then do I go to bed after that?
Yeah, for that time you can go to bed and sleep from Monday till Tuesday.
Oh, ain't that nice. That's good.
You go to bed 5 minutes to 12 Monday night and you get up 5 minutes after 12 Tuesday morning.
Say, look here, that's only 10 minutes. Now, you know I can't stand for nothing like that.
That's enough of sleep for a healthy boy like you.
Say, look here, what do I get for all that?
Well, we'll give you $6 a month and we'll find you.
Say, look here, man, you just give me the $6 and I'll be doggone if you'll ever find me.